Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Xander. May I have your zip code?
80022.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Veronica Rojas, R-O-J-A-S.
Have you placed an order?
No, I never did.
Okay, so what can we do for you?
So I want my money returned because I don't even know what exactly your agency is or whatever, but I was responding to one of my emails that I had gotten.
Okay, I don't see an order yet. Did you place an order? Were you just charged less than 30 minutes ago?
No, this happened on the 21st.
Okay. Did you get an order number? I don't see an order yet. What? How do you spell your last name? Let's see if I can find it that way.
R-O-J-A-S.
Okay, one moment. You said it's Veronica?
Yeah.
Okay. I do see your name here. Will you verify your address?
It is 5560 East 60th Avenue, apartment 256, Commerce City, Colorado, 80022.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, so I see here that you ordered the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner at this contest, and you clicked on the Bites Hub and ordered it.
Yeah, so I was trying to do the Dyson vacuum, but after I put in my information, it said to click for like the $5 handling fee. And then when I did, that's when it took me to your website, and it sent me an email from whatever your company is. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was for like $59, so I know definitely I did not order it. So I don't know if it's just the way it's set up on the emails or something, but yeah, my intention was never to go with whatever you guys are selling.
Okay, so this was a valid order according to the company. When you were trying to win the Dyson vacuum, you clicked on the Bites Hub app and ordered it. Now, since the app is designed to help you plan healthier meals, would you like to try it? The company will allow me to reduce it to $20 for you.
No, thank you.
Okay, so I can go ahead and close out the account for you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I have the account canceled. I have the cancellation number if you'd like to write it down.
Yes, just one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 920-619-105.
105, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this account, like I said, it is closed.
Okay, so will it be a refund of my money?
Well, the charge you've incurred is valid. The company, let's see here, you've had access to the app since the 21st. So the company,
okay,
let's see here.
Money,
right, but they charge, still charge. So they would
okay,
allow
well,
me
well,
to, they would
well,
allow me to.
For 59 when it was still pending, I was trying to get it reimbursed, but because I have a Cash App card, it would not. They told me that I had to wait for it to actually process. So it stood pending for like 2 or 3 days on my account, which I could not do nothing about it because it had to actually go and process through in order for them to dispute the charge.
Okay.
So,
who told you that? The Cash App company?
Yeah, the Cash App company, because I've been emailing with them and everything. And then I tried to actually send an email back to your company when they sent me an email. And it came up as, let me see.
They have a no reply. You have to call this call center so we can speak with you about the order.
Yeah, so it has a this address doesn't exist kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
so in regards to the account, the company will allow me to give you 75% back because you had access to the account.
But I didn't actually use the account because I don't even know what it is.
Well, that's the company's policy. If you had access to it, so that's what they're saying, the charge is valid. But they would allow me to refund you. The 75% is $44.92 back to your card.
All right, I guess that's better than nothing.
Okay, and of course the account is closed, so the company can't charge you anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to get an email indicating that the refund is on the way. It normally takes 3 to 5 business days. Mm-hmm. But you'll get the email later tonight or by morning letting you know that the refund is being processed.
Okay.
Okay. And the account, of course, right, the cancellation number you have is still the cancellation number for the account. It is closed.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.